and the Giants held on to win 6-5 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I'm sure that doesn't make our friend who's coming up next unhappy, because it is David Kaplan. He's a three-time Emmy Award winner. He currently hosts Cap and Company on ESPN Radio 1000 and co-hosts Sports Talk Live and the Chicago Cubs. Listen to this, Raf. Pre- and post-game shows. Now, he's on TV, but we're on the radio. On Comcast Sports Net, and you can follow him on Twitter at the Capman, T-H-E-K-A-P-M-A-N. And he's got a new book out. Now, the Giants are going in to play the Cubs next. We know that starts a four-game series on Monday. And the Cubs are rained out already today. They've got the Brewers in town. They're three games behind the Brewers. But David Kaplan has put together an outstanding book about the Chicago Cubs. And, David, welcome to the show.
Marty, thanks for having me, my man.
Yeah, I gave you the big buildup. I think I covered everything there of all the things
you
do.
Yeah,
you
read it just the way I wrote it for you.
Exactly. Hey, first of all, let's talk a little baseball. Then we're going to get to the book, which really is very well done. And if you're a baseball fan or a Cub fan or a National League fan or a National League Central fan, you want to read the book and how the Cubs did all this stuff. But what's going on this year with the team? And, of course, they are rained out today.
Yep, I was actually on my way to the ballpark to do the pregame, and we got the call that today would be rained out. It's nasty weather here today. Although the rain has stopped, it's cold. So day off for the bullpen, another day for Jake Arrieta to rest. And you know, our team is not what it was a year ago in terms of the start they got off to. I think they're as talented, if not more talented, than the team that won the World Series. But, you know, as you know, baseball is a 162-game marathon. It is not a sprint. They don't crown the champion on May 20th. So I think they're going to be fine. They're three behind the Brewers. The problem probably has been our starting pitching has not been great at times. It's been spotty, like the guy that was supposed to go today, Jake Arrieta. And then our defense last year was, you know, otherworldly. Some metrics called it the best defensive season in baseball history. I don't know if I'd go that far. But I did think it was, you know, a backbone of our team. This year, we have made far too many errors or poor defensive decisions, throwing to the wrong base, whatever the case may be. So I think it's going to take a little time, but I do think this team is good enough. I'm not saying they will. They're good enough to win it again.
Well, 119 games to go for the Giants, probably a similar amount for the Cubs. So we got a long way to go in this thing. And pitching generally tells a story. Just it struck me as you were talking, I guess Arrieta goes tomorrow. That probably changes the rotation for the Giants series. I imagine probably Lackey would maybe open up Monday and then Hendricks and go from there.
Yeah, it looks like Arrieta will go tomorrow, and then you'll get Lackey, Hendricks, and probably John Lester.
Yeah, Lester. And there's a fourth game, too. So Eddie Butler, we know him from Colorado. We'll probably see him on Thursday. Well, David wrote the book. It's last name K-A-P-L-A-N, David Kaplan. The name of the book is The Plan. Now, this is one I'm sure that you thought about for a while, but certainly with the team coming together and having the great year last year and winning the World Series, it was so timely. But the way you approach it and break down every aspect of how this team was put together is really sort of an education of how a major league team put the front office together, the team on the field together. And I think that's the part that I liked about it and going through it.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, when they came to me from the publishing house and said, hey, you know, you're around this team and you have been for a long time. I started doing the pregame radio or TV in 1995. So that's parts of three decades that I've been around there. They said, would you like to write a chronicle of the 2016 season? This was February of 2016. And I said, nah, I have no interest. They're like, why? I said, because if they win the World Series, and I believe they're going to, there's going to be a billion books, picture books and otherwise. And so why will mine be any different? Okay, I get a little better access, but it's still, there's going to be a million books about the 2016 Cubs. Now, you want to write something how Tom Ricketts bought this team and how bad it really was because people don't realize and how he rebuilt this thing? Now I'm in. I'll do that. And they said, yeah, but if they don't win it, who's buying a blueprint of a team that doesn't win it? I said, they're winning the World Series this year.
Okay.
Trust me.
Very good.
God bless. The head of the publishing house said, all right, you sold me. You got enough conviction. I'm in. And, you know, the good Lord was smiling down on me or my late dad and said, There you go. 108 years, it's over, you're going to win the World Series.
Well, apparently they made it rain around the ninth inning, which gave you a big break.
Yeah, that was huge. We needed that big time.
Yeah, okay. The name of the book is The Plan, P-L-A-N, and it's written by David Kaplan. And as I say to everyone, it's not just the book of the Cubs season, but it's how the whole organization was put together. Theo Epstein, and I didn't realize that Bud Selig had a hand in Theo Epstein coming to the Cubs.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've done a lot of interviews around this book, and that's like one of the first things, like you just did, brought up that, wow, I can't believe that. I didn't realize Bud Selig was involved. Bud was Tom Ricketts' sounding board, and Tom said to me, I had said, Tom, how did you, you know, learn baseball? There's no possible way. I know you're a smart guy and a wealthy man, but there's no possible way that you just bought a team and just figured it all out on your own. And he laughed and said, nope, I had one guy on speed dial. I'd call 4, 5, 6 times a day, and it was Bud Selig. Mm. And I interviewed Bud. Bud wrote the introduction for the book, and Bud could not have been better to deal with for Tom. And I can say the same exact thing. I know this guy has been criticized by baseball fans. He's as quality a human being as you'll find.
Well, Chapter 9, The Odd Arrival of Joe Maddon. And I think when everyone in the baseball world saw Joe Maddon going there, you knew things were going to be different. Now, I go back a ways with the Cubs. You know, Gary Hughes is a dear friend. One of my best friends is Mike Quatty, who managed the Cubs for a while.
Sure.
And, of course, Mike ended up with a rotation that fell apart, and he fell on the sword for the Cubs. But Joe Maddon coming in after Dale Swaim and Rick Renteria, that was the missing piece as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, there's no question. Theo has said, and he said in the book that, you know, we felt like, this is Theo speaking, that we had added a lot of impact talent, but we hadn't gotten the culture right in the major league locker room. He said, the minor leagues, that's all guys were talking about, this saying, this, that's Cub. And they wanted to, you made a great relay throw, that's Cub. You hit the cutoff man, that's Cub. You ran things out, that's Cub. The major league level, it wasn't that way. There was something missing. And when Joe Maddon came available, they had already committed to bring Rick Renteria back and had told him and the media that. And all of a sudden, there's Joe Maddon available. And Theo said to me, okay, I'm a loyal guy, 100%. But do I stay loyal to Rick and not be loyal to the 25 guys in the clubhouse and the 50 billion Cub fans by going out and getting the guy that I believe to be the best manager in the game, and he's available and we can get him. So how do I handle that? And he said, I decided that loyalty to Cub Nation and to the team was going to trump loyalty to Rick. And they took care of Rick. They paid him, obviously, what they owed him on the contract. And, you know, while Theo won't confirm it, I have pretty good sources that they wrote him a very nice check just to say thank you for handling things with class. And things worked out for him. He's now the manager of the White Sox.
Yeah, I was going to say he's across town with the White Sox now, so things worked out. David Kaplan is with us. You can hear David, of course, on the pre and post on Comcast in Chicago and also on ESPN Radio. The book is called The Plan. Well, what did the 3 billion Cub fans think when you got the Giants in the playoffs last year and you were heading into the ninth inning behind and Cueto looking at you in Game 5?
Well, there were a lot of nervous people, I can tell you. And I can tell you that some of those nervous people were in the Cubs clubhouse. Theo said, I don't want to face Cueto in Game 5. First of all, it's not just Cueto. Cueto's a great pitcher. You have an amazing franchise. I've developed a little bit of a relationship with Bruce Bochy, who I like a lot. And people don't even realize this. When the Cubs hired Lou Piniella, they interviewed Bruce Bochy in Scottsdale, and that was the guy they should have hired, or Joe Girardi. And instead, they hired Piniella because they were looking for the quote-unquote sexier hire. Mm-hmm. So that's what they did. But in our clubhouse, they were all saying, we do not want to face Cueto in Game 5 because the pressure in Chicago, having not won in 108 years, would have been insane. And I know the players said they were oblivious to it, and Joel told them not to pay attention to it. Bad things will happen. We'll rebound. I'm just telling you, Johnny Cueto at Wrigley, Game 5, I don't know if we win.
Yeah, no, really. Well, look, we're looking forward to the 4-game series. That's why I'm glad to have you on today as well, talking about the book, The Plan, which is very well done. You can tell David knows his stuff. But Giants come in there for four games against the Cubs, and it's become, like, I think, one of the better series in National League.
It has. It's a good rivalry, but it's a friendly rivalry. It's not, you know, nasty. It's just two really good baseball teams with a lot of respect for each other. I think you guys have an amazing franchise. I'm a huge, as I said, Bruce Bochy guy. I just think you're a first-class organization. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the Cubs and the Giants tangle for four straight games at Wrigley.
So looking at the book, it's called The Plan. What's the most unusual thing you learned, maybe that you didn't know? I know we talked about Bud Selig, but other than that, something in putting a book like this together, you talk to so many people, something that you say, wow, I didn't realize that.
I would say, having been around there a long time, I knew that, you know, the Cubs were not the most well-run franchise, but as I did my research for this book, I was blown away about how poorly run the franchise was. You know, previous management, for example, there's a part in the book where one of the Cubs' business executives is going to lunch. This is early 2000-2001. It's 20 below in the winter in Chicago. He's walking out of the park to go get something to eat, and he sees our strength coach walking, carrying dumbbells to a U-Haul. And he's soaked in sweat, and he says, "Hey, Timmy, what are you doing, man? What's going on?" He said, "What do you mean, what am I doing? Same thing I do every January. I take all the weight machines apart. I take all the dumbbells. We carry all that stuff up to a U-Haul, and we drive the U-Haul out to Mesa, Arizona." He's like, "For what reason?" He said, "Well, we got spring training, and the players need to be able to lift weights." He said, "And then at the end of spring training, what do you do with the weights?" He said, "We disassemble it all, put it back in the U-Haul, and drive it back to Wrigley for opening day." He said, "Well, maybe I'm an idiot, but do we not have weight equipment that they can use in Arizona?" He said, "No. Uh-huh. Our management won't allow us to buy a second set of weights. They thought it was wasteful spending." So my response was, "Well, hold on a minute. You guys would pay $5 million to this guy and $10 million to that guy, and you got a dead last team, but you won't spend $50,000 on some weights for a professional baseball team, knowing you've got players out there in the winter who want to work out, and they got to go to a local gym? Are you kidding me?" That's how poorly run the Chicago Cubs were. Okay. That, when you went into the ticket office and they said, "Hey, how are season ticket renewals?" "We filled the fax machine three times, so I think they're pretty good." They had no system of tracking any of this. It was run in the dark ages.
All right, very good. That's Tim. That's Bussy you're talking about, right?
Timmy Buss, that's our guy.
Yeah, and they always pull pranks on him now.
They did. They actually, a few years ago, he drove his wife's car to Mesa to camp one day. And somebody comes running in the training room. They said, "Bussy, you got to come out here and see this." He walks out, and there's his wife's car on the warning track, and it is destroyed, beaten to death with baseball bats, windshield knocked in, everything. He's like, "Oh, my God, what happened?" And then here comes Ryan Dempster and four or five other players with a set of keys to a brand-new vehicle. They said, "Quit driving that jalopy. You do great work for us." That's from the team. And they had bought him a beautiful new car.
I like talking to Bussy. He's pretty good. David Kaplan, there's David. And the book is The Plan. It's terrific. I imagine Amazon, all the usual spots to get it.
Yeah, very, very blessed that it is doing well. It's listed as a bestseller on Amazon. You can get it at BarnesandNoble.com, TriumphBooks.com. So it's all over the place.
Yeah, very conversational. That's what I liked about it. You know, for me, and we have many authors on, I like to have a book I could pick up at any part of the book and just start reading. And yours is one of those. You can pick it up any spot, and you get an idea of what's going on. Before we let you go, the Brewers are in first place. What do you make of this?
You know what? It's a really, really well-run team. I don't know if they have the staying power. I don't believe they do, because I don't think they have the pitching. But it's a good young team that plays hard, plays the game the right way. And I think they're going to hang around for a while.
All right. Well, we're going to talk. Well, we may talk to you next weekend. Who knows? Maybe something interesting will happen in this four-game series. But I appreciate having you on, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much for having me, and we'll see what this series is like. It'll be fun.
Okay, all right. That is David Kaplan. The book is The Plan. As I say, takes apart the Chicago Cubs and how it all came together. And as David just said, there was a lot of dysfunction early on in the Cub front office years ago, and now the Ricketts family has it, so who knows? But it's Cubs-Giants coming up starting on Monday, and I guess the most important thing is it rained out today, so Arrieta goes tomorrow, which means the Giants do not get Arrieta in the four-game series. So that is the one guy they'll miss, assuming that the rotation stays the way it is.